Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about 5 simple but effective Obsidian plugins. Let's dive in.
Sounds great. I'm always looking for ways to improve my Obsidian workflow. What's the first plugin we're looking at?
First up is OmniSearch. It supercharges the search functionality. You know how the basic quick switcher, Control-O, only searches titles? OmniSearch lets you search within your notes, like the regular search function, but with the speed of the quick switcher.
Ah, so it combines the best of both worlds? That's clever. Is it easy to set up?
Super easy. Install it from the community plugins, enable it, and you're good to go. The creator suggests using Control-P, then searching for OmniSearch Vault Search each time. But I recommend setting a hotkey, like Control-Shift-O, to make it even faster.
Good tip. I can see how that would save time. What's the next plugin on the list?
Next, we have Typewriter Mode. This one's a game changer for focus. It keeps your current line of text centered on the screen as you write, preventing that neck-craning scroll to the bottom of the page.
Oh, I've experienced that, especially when writing long notes. Does it have any customization options?
Yes, you can customize that center line. By default, there's a gray bar, which you can remove or change the color of in the settings. The video even shows how to use hex codes for precise color control.
Nice. I'll definitely be playing with those settings. What's plugin number 3?
Double Shift. Simplicity itself. It lets you open the command palette by, well, double tapping the Shift key. No more Control-P.
I see. Though, isn't Control-P pretty ingrained in muscle memory? For Obsidian users?
I hear you, but the double shift feels so natural. Plus, you can customize it to open other things with double taps of other keys. Like the quick switcher with double alt.
Okay, you've convinced me. On to the next plugin.
Recent Files. This one's a lifesaver for those of us with tons of notes. It adds a Recent Files tab to your sidebar, showing your most recently opened notes.
That sounds incredibly helpful. No more racking my brain trying to remember where I put that important note I was just working on.
Exactly. And the order updates dynamically. The most recently accessed note is always at the top. You can even move the tab to the right sidebar if you prefer.
And the final plugin?
Paste URL into selection. This solves a minor but persistent annoyance. Want to turn a word into a link? Normally, you'd need to manually add brackets and parentheses around the word and then paste in the URL. This plugin lets you just copy the URL, select the word, and paste.
Wow, that seems like a real time saver, especially if you're linking frequently. All these plugins sound incredibly useful. Where can our listeners find more information?
The video creator has a curated collection of top Obsidian plugins, which you can find in the description. It's free and filterable by need, so definitely check it out. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.